Good morning. Today's reading is taken from It's Ugly Head by Derek Monzie, beginning at page 83. The other door opened for the little Indian to come in. For some obscure reason, he had taken off his neat little blue serge suit and left himself in a scarlet loincloth, like the one he wore in the act. The reason wasn't all that obscure. He brought his right hand from behind him, and the knife he was holding looked sharp and sacrificial. He stood there and looked at me and seemed to grin, but maybe it wasn't all that kind of grin. A very handsome boy with a beautiful body, spoke English like an Indian, precise, dark-toned, unemphatic and rather pedantic. He didn't speak, actually, for quite a time, but I had heard him before. I went on drinking rather hard. When I finished the glass, he brought the decanter over and poured me another and stood over me, decanter in one hand and knife in another, watching with that non-grin spread thinly round his mouth. What with all the gin I'd had with Claire, and the champagne and the whisky and the emotional upset, I was feeling pretty cold and very sleepy. I pulled the coat over me high up and shut my eyes and hoped Sinara would be back with her face before something irrevocable happened. My old Indian uncle, as we always called him, the one who never got further than major in the central provinces, had once told me his formula approach to fanatics. You can't do anything with them unless you've got a Lewis gun. If you haven't got a Lewis gun, don't meet them. If you have to meet them without the gun, say your prayers and go to sleep. Do not go to sleep, or indeed make a pretense of so doing. The voice was very close to my ear, and I only just managed to keep my eyes shut. This may be an exceedingly important moment in your life. I said nothing about our not having been introduced. My name is Ali. I said, of course. It is not of course at all. It is surprising. It might well have been one of a thousand other names. Indeed, in 1943, the year of the last total census of naming and births, etc. in India, the name Ali was bestowed on only 83,736 male babies. This I found interesting. The naming of children is a fascinating subject, its implications tangential on my inculcable social phenomena. Only in this country would you find an avowed master poet of mystical pretensions such as your own and the United States of America's Mrs. Thomas Stearns Eliot devoting his gifts to the inferior subject of the naming of cats. The naming of cats has also some interesting social implications, but of an inferior degree of importance. Yes, indeed. So you submit? Certainly I submit. That is a pity. I would have debated the matter with you. I opened my eyes. Ali had gone over to the window and was looking out, straight into the bedroom windows of the fifth floor of Grosvenor House. The back of his shoulders looked sad. You do not like me, he spoke even more softly. Is it because I am an Indian, or is it because I live with your wife? I didn't think it was either, and anyway, I didn't dislike him. The Divine Sinara is not an easy lady to live with. I am 15 years, and she makes very heavy demands on me. I require more time for rest and relaxation and contemplation, and the essential pursuits of theology, comparative and philosophy modern. Yet I am relatively content. I would perhaps have killed you immediately, but that you looked so weak with your pupils overlidded, and you smelled so sour, and it would have made unpleasantness for the Divine Sinara, whom I adore. Please understand, though very much this side of idolatry. I blessed my old Indian uncle and my Divine Sinaric wife. I would have killed you because you spoke derogatorily towards me and bruised my bottom, and because you come here to this flat to beg obscenities, and because you are a loose liver and an evil one. In a film script, I'd have my face in close-up at this moment, maybe not very attractive, but wearing a very interesting wardrobe of expressions. I shall not kill you now, so you may open your weak eyes and take more of this whiskey. Your liver must be already much enlarged and extremely nasty, and perhaps you will soon die of its bursting, and your mutilated soul be freed from its unhappy prison. Reference to Platonic theory, of course. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.